right, continuing on this Wednesday, it is the 7th of August, 2019. So good to have you here. You know, Hillary Clinton called half of America deplorables. Apparently, that was just a good down payment on the future, because that's just not nearly far enough. Now, if you support this president or Republicans or Mitch McConnell or whomever, you're a racist, a Nazi, a Ku Klux Klan member, and so much worse. Joining me now, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former partner of major Wall Street firms, Wertheim and Company, and so much more. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, apparently I'm a Nazi, I'm a Ku Klux Klan member, I hate everybody. Oh, and by the way, I'm also apparently partially responsible, or if not entirely responsible, because I'm a gun owner for mass murders in El Paso and Dayton and everywhere else. I mean, I am the problem, not to mention I'm a white guy.
Yeah, I mean, the left is really ramping up the rhetoric here and the attacks on Trump supporters. And, Steve, here's what's wrong about that. Not only is it wrong, because, in fact, President Trump has basically taken positions on immigration and things that many Democrats have done before him, including Barack Obama, who made a speech, made several, in fact, where he talked about how we had to absolutely reduce the flow of illegal immigration, et cetera, et cetera. That is actually just sort of has been standard operating procedure for decades in this country. But they've ramped up the rhetoric so to the point now where everyone's a racist and so forth. And here's what happens. People dig in their heels. Guess what? Trump supporters don't like being called racist. They don't like being called responsible for mass shootings. And, yes, everybody's angry. But you know what? I really do think this is not going to work well for Democrats, because I think, you know, are you as a Trump supporter going to say, oh, yeah, that's correct. You know, I do take back my support of Trump because of these accusations? No. You're just going to say, by gosh, I'm going to go to the polls and show them what I really think.
Well, you know, people find it completely absurd. And here's on the other side of that, of course, they've got the big lie of Charlottesville. That Trump, you know, equated, you know, white supremacists with the other folks. He did not. And everybody knows that looks at it. But the media has continued to push this narrative, false narrative, as they have. So here we are, in a place where they're going to continue to attack supporters here. But I talk to Democrats, and they look at Beto O'Rourke, and they go, who is this clown? And they look at Elizabeth Warren, and they say, she has gone so far left. And I talk to, when I say Democrats, I mean John Kennedy-type Democrats, people that are 50, 55, 60, and older. They don't recognize their own political party because they've gone so far left. Now you've got Joe Biden. Apparently he supports everything on the Green New Deal. He's willing to come to your home and take back guns that he doesn't think you should have. He made that announcement now. I mean, this Democrat Party is a mess.
Well, and I, too, in fact, I had dinner last night with longtime Democrats, and they really don't know who they're going to vote for. I mean, they're not going to vote for Trump. I think that's true.
Right.
But they really don't. So let's look at the leading candidates. They think Biden's weak and looks old
and clueless.
Sort of feeble, and I think he does. I think he really showed that during the last debate. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are really kind of nuts, and neither should be entrusted with our country's economy. Neither is taking up causes that most Americans support. You know, I've been saying this for about the past year. I mean, they are just outside the mainstream of American thought on immigration, on abortion, on the environment,
on all of
the economy, everything.
The whole list.
How can they possibly imagine they're going to be elected? So what are you left with? You're left with a clown like Beto O'Rourke, a true empty suit.
Oh, good Lord, he's terrible. But here's the other thing. I'm wondering, and maybe you've probably wondered the same thing, Liz Peek with us. Who's paying Tulsi Gabbard? Because she committed a political execution of Kamala Harris, who has plummeted in the polls. Kamala Harris's poll numbers have dropped by half since Tulsi Gabbard, you know, torpedoed her during the debates and then upped the ante again this week by saying that her whole campaign is predicated on a lie.
Well, I don't know who's paying her, but I think Tulsi Gabbard has sort of figured that there may be room on the ticket, and my guess is she's thinking
exactly.
By presidential spot. For a woman of color, and Kamala Harris had widely been brooded as the possible running mate for Joe Biden. I think that kind of went out the window when she attacked Joe Biden so viciously in the first round of debates. But I think Tulsi Gabbard might think she's the person who steps into that spot. And I don't think she's wrong. I think that if Joe Biden is a candidate, and I really, again, think that the enthusiasm for him is going to be pretty modest, he would probably do well to have somebody with a strong foreign policy position, because Joe Biden has proved to be wrong on every foreign policy issue over the last two decades. At least that's what, you know, his critics claim, and I think it's true. So that maybe is why she has been on the offense there. And, it kind of makes sense for her.
Clearly. Yeah, I thought the same thing we talked about here on the program. Tulsi Gabbard wants to be the vice president, and, sure, why not? But at this point,
The question is, Steve, how do we dial all this back a little bit?
I don't know.
Is it a good idea to dial it back? Yeah,
yeah.
I do think that the country is sort of unnerved by all the vitriol. But by the way, it's not just coming from President Trump. It's obviously coming from across the spectrum.
Well, and former President Obama came
in. From the media, right?
Former President Obama came in and weighed in using some of those same whistles, dog whistles, if you will. He didn't tone it down either. And do I expect CNN and MSNBC to tone it down? No. Do I expect these politicians to tone it down? I don't. I expect the possibility of red flag laws going forward now, looking at John Thune and other Republicans that are conservatives saying, we can talk about this. We can, accept the 17 states have them. But I just got notes from a couple of listeners of this program who said they won't support the president if he signs a red flag law. So I don't know where that, but to other people, that might push people in the middle, moderates, to say, hey, you know what? He was willing to do things. He got rid of bump stocks. He put the red flag laws in.
Obviously, President Trump has confronted, challenged the orthodoxy, Republican orthodoxy, on a number of things, including trade, including support for big business, et cetera. And this is another place where he clearly is not dogmatic about gun restrictions. And I think, yes, signing into law a restriction on banning bump stocks was a pretty big deal. He got no credit for it whatsoever. And I think I have a piece coming out saying, this is another place where he could be a disruptor. And actually, as Nixon went to China, he could actually rally some people around gun control. And the obvious wrong thinking about that is he's never going to get any plaudits from the liberal media for doing these things.
No, he won't.
And as a result, a lot of moderate voters will never hear about it.
Well,
it'll be sort of like in a vacuum.
If he signs
the right thing to do, but I'm not sure politically it makes sense for him, really.
Well, yeah, that may be true, but if he doesn't sign it, they will beat him senseless with it.
But that's something that's actually a legitimate issue. Sorry if I'm talking over you. We may have a delay. The craziest thing that happened this week was Beto O'Rourke complaining about the media, presuming that the media was in Donald Trump's corner.
Yeah.
Is he nuts?
Yes. Yes, in a word, he is.
Really?
But I'm glad we clarified that. Red flag laws, I think that he might be able to. It would be a big enough deal that it would break through the mainstream media. Couldn't hide that one. Liz, we got to leave that one there. But I look forward to the next column. Liz Peek, you can find her work, Fox News contributor. And where is this column going to be found?
This is in The Hill this morning.
There you go, thehill.com. Liz Peek, always a pleasure.
Me too. Take care.
There you have it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get